Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. In today's gospel reading, Jesus drew a comparison between two different kinds of shepherds. One he called a hired hand, and the other he called the good shepherd. Now, the difference between the two was their level of commitment to their task. Now, there's no suggestion that the hired hand was a bad shepherd. As far as we know, he diligently performed all of his duties, keeping the flock together, guiding them, and making sure that they have enough food and water. The difference between the two men was revealed at the point of crisis. There would come a day out in the lonely desert when the flock was threatened by wolves. And when it became apparent that not only the sheep, but the man himself was in danger, the hired hand would flee in order to save his own life. But the good shepherd would stay, and if necessary, die, protecting his flock. Then Jesus went on and described himself as the good shepherd, who would lay down his life for the sheep. Now, in defense of the hired hand, no one can honestly criticize a man simply because he would be unwilling to die for sheep. I mean, after all, he was hired to take care of the sheep, but not to give his life for them. I mean, there isn't enough money in the world to pay a man to do that. That kind of dedication, if it comes, must come voluntarily from the heart. Money cannot buy it, and law cannot require it. And that is what Jesus is saying of himself. I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. I lay it down freely. You see, when Jesus went to Calvary, he was functioning in that realm above the call of duty. The cross was something that no one could have required of him. No law could be passed compelling a man to sacrifice himself like that. In going to the cross, Jesus was moving in that great realm beyond the call of duty. And it is in that realm that Jesus told us lies what he called abundant life. But let us consider our own lives. There is a sense in which every area of life places upon us a category of demands, a minimum set of duties which we are required to meet. An employee is expected to show up for work at a particular time, remain on the job a certain number of hours, and do certain things while they are there. Now, to meet these demands is to do your duty. You are expected to perform at least at that level. And the same thing is true of family life. To be a father or a mother or a husband or a wife demands that certain minimal duties be performed. Children must be provided adequate food and clothing and shelter, and the law requires that they be treated humanely. And so it is between a husband and wife. There are obligations that must be met. There are duties that must be fulfilled. In every area of life, it's the same. The student, the public official, the priest, the church member, we are all confronted with duties which we must perform or suffer the consequences of our neglect. But another truth that we need to see is that the greatness of life lies in that realm beyond the call of duty. Jesus is remembered and revered as the Good Shepherd because he voluntarily took upon himself that which no one could have possibly demanded. And it is in this sense that his cross touches our lives and influences all of our relationship. A student discovers the joy of learning when self-demand goes far beyond what the teacher would require. Family life takes on a beauty and meaning when a husband and wife, parents and children, begin to give themselves in ways that no law on earth could ever demand. A person's work could become a privilege when you stop thinking in terms of minimum requirements and begin to function in that realm above and beyond the call of duty. You know, in every country and in every community, there are essentially three groups of people. Now, the first are those who refuse to face up to their duties. These are the lawless ones who must be dealt with through penal codes and courts of law. Then there are those who do their duty and nothing more. These are the law-abiding. Their standard of conduct comes from without, that which custom and society requires. But third, there are those whose standard of behavior comes from within. They require of themselves that which no legal system could ever require. These are the people who bear the brunt of the load and give strength and character to the church, the community, and our nation. But don't pity them as martyrs, because this group is also those who experience that fulfillment of life, that abundance of life that can only be found above and beyond the call of duty. But you know, finally, if a person is ever going to move in that realm above and beyond the call of duty, then something has to happen to them on the inside. No one can hire or bribe or compel a person to live as Christ lived. Only Christ living within can cause somebody to live like that. You know, and that's the only explanation for the incredible lives and character and strength found in those earliest Christians. I mean, think of it. Here, a defeated band of nobodies changed the world forever. And they did it because they followed the example of their master. They did not do it out of duty. They did it out of the freedom of love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.